Andy Carroll is out, he can't play. Also Valencia can't play. That's from the last game. Well, Lanzini is back. Lanzini is back, Reedy is still out. He should be all right for a game against Sunderland. And that is basically it. Sacco's gonna start with us hopefully on Monday, maybe Tuesday after Blackburn game. So every week we are getting one and we are losing one. Joey O'Brien is also still out, like Tompkins. So with Sam Byram being cup tied, we are a little bit struggling on that position. Right back, but we're gonna compensate it. Yeah.
Could you tell us what the injury and how long you expect Andy Carroll to be out for?
It's not a big one. It's not a big one. It's just a couple of weeks, but it's happening to him a lot, and it's of course a big blow. He can't get in a like proper rhythm of games, which is which we are gutted, and also he's gutted. But it's the situation, and he felt that during the warming up. When he was preparing himself to come against Norwich, and he felt a little bit, but he played and he made a huge impact. But then after it turned out to be like a minor injury, but still an injury.
I was going to ask you whether you were tempted to rest anyone, but you've probably got no choice but to play who you've got, have you?
Well, in some, or well, on some positions, as I said, now. For right back and for up front, we don't have many choices. We have choices in midfield now, especially with Lanzini back and with the players that we have already. But we ain't gonna rest. Basically, we don't need to rest them. We didn't have a midweek game, and we're gonna put the strongest team out. Of course, it's a big game for us.
FA Cup replays and restructuring the competition. Where do you stand on that? Do you want the competition to change so that teams maybe get more time to prepare for other games and shorten the season, perhaps?
Well, I think FA Cup should remain FA Cup, which it is, the most famous cup in the world. Like, and I think the good thing that they're showing that it's the competition. Is, for example, when you have Premiership and you have FA Cup, then FA Cup games are played on weekends, and then you have Premiership play on Tuesday, Wednesday, and all that. That is great for me. It's brilliant. Yeah, but are replays giving FA Cup more respect or that? I think no. So the replays are. I would get rid of them basically.
There's no point. Get them sorted out in the one and only game.
Yeah, yeah, one and only game, and that also gives. I mean, the big thing about FA Cup is also it gives. It's one game, so it gives smaller clubs a chance to be the bigger ones, and then definitely smaller clubs or less quality teams they have more chances if it's only one game. They have more chance to beat, let's say, the team from the second division has more chance to beat Man City or whoever in extra time or penalties than to play another 90 minutes on their pitch. So it is tradition, okay, but FA Cup can be as big as it is now without replays. And with so many games in the Premiership, with so many games in Europe that English clubs are competing, you're not struggling for games. I mean, it's not League of 10, then you have to fill your calendar with replays or whatever. No.